Hey everyone, welcome to the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie, Margot Robbie, Barbie lookalike. And today we are on season 3, episode 2. So let's get into it. Right, the Barbie movie I've talked about in my last podcast episode. Now I just want to look at what I think Barbie 2 movie could look like if they were going to do it. Now I know that people have been talking in the press a lot about, you know, is there going to be a Barbie 2 movie? What would it be? And, you know, they've shut down the rumors that there could be, and there's nobody talking about it right now. Margot Robbie has gone on record as saying that she does not think that, you know, there's going to be a Barbie 2. She doesn't think that it's needed. And I don't know what Greta Gerwig said. All I know is after the Barbie movie came out, Greta Gerwig was asked straight away upon the success of the movie if there was going to be a follow-up Barbie 2. And Greta Gerwig simply just mentioned to the effect that, you know, she gave it all she's got, you know, the Barbie movie. Anyway, so, but the ending of the Barbie movie where Barbie chooses to become human, we know that that's a cliffhanger. It's like, wow, okay, and next. And I think if there was not going to be a Barbie 2 movie, why would they put the ending like that? So guys, learning the American accent and like water instead of water, water. You cannot be serious. I'm going to get some water. And so the Barbie movie 2 could very much look like, that's so crazy, isn't it? It's terrible. Anyway, I'm not switching on to doing my American accent. So when, funnily enough, talking about characterization, scripts and stuff, which is what we're going to look at today. And then I'll talk about fitness as well in the run up to the next episode. So we're on, this episode is only going to be about a couple of things about the Barbie movie script, and I'm going to get right into it. So let's look at it. Okay, oh my God, I've just got to mention I'm on a juicing diet. Guys, I've got my pink hoodie on, I've got some lighting, I'm in my TV room, which is like kind of an acting studio kind of vibe, and I've got my clothes well behind me, but I think the light is set up. I'm using Riverside FM, and I think the light is just blurred out the background, but I'd rather light my face so you guys can see my eyes and my reactions. Anyway, so let's look at what I think Barbie 2 movie could be. I memorized this, guys, so I'm not even reading off a transcript. Okay, I think Barbie 2, the movie, could look like this. The script would open on the scene where she's in the gynecologist office, and she's talking head-to-head, carrying on from the ending of the Barbie movie scene where she goes, I'm here to see my gynecologist. So obviously her name is Barbara Handler. So Barbie, which is Barbara is short. Barbie is short for Barbara anyway. But Barbara Handler is the daughter of Ruth Handler, who is the inventor of Barbie, who we see in the first Barbie movie. I'm already saying in the first Barbie movie, like there's a follow-up. So in the Barbie movie, we see Ruth Handler, the creator of Barbie, you know, talking to Barbie and putting her mind at rest about, you know, does she want to choose to stay in the world plastic fantastic Barbie land, or does she want to cross over through the portal into becoming a human Barbie? So, and obviously Barbie chooses to become human in the real world. So I think we'd open on the real world. We'd still have Barbie transitioning from being a plastic fantastic perfect hair, perfect everything Barbie, and then how she adapts without it being too instant. You know, I want to her to say, show us eating more, show us putting her makeup on, show her drinking a cup of tea and how she makes tea or coffee. And then maybe cultural differences about how people make different tea. You could have food issues where she might be like, what's vegan? And then have comedy sketches in the scenes where she's adapting from a plastic perfect world of Barbie land into the real world. There's a myriad of topics. God, that's a big word, myriad. There's so many topics that they could do in Barbie 2 and 3, and make it almost like, you know, like what we, when we see the Hunger Games or we see a Marvel movie, we can have the Barbie universe instead of like the Marvel universe. And come on, guys, this would be huge. It would be huge. Really is. I think that the Barbie movie is just the start of what's to come, and I don't believe that there's no way. I don't believe them that there's not going to be a follow-up movie. There definitely will be. Anyway, this is what I think it would look like. We're in December 2023, so you heard it from me first. Okay, so Barbie and Ken would be in the real world. They'd still be living like plastic dolls, adapting and transitioning into becoming human. Let's bullet point this. So the first thing would be, I want Barbie at the gynecologist, and she's asking about how you conceive babies and things like that, because I think it would be great that we see Barbie and Ken adapting to becoming a little bit more sexualized, like on a teenager level, not too... In fact, I don't think we should put an age on it, just because they're not sexualized in the Barbie movie. So what I want to see is Barbie asking, how are babies made? And then the gynecologist looking at Barbie, you know, like that scene where Ken goes, I am a doctor. And she says, no, you're not. He says, have you got a clicky pen? I want to see that facial expression on a doctor where they're in disbelief. And it's really funny to see where the doctor's responding to the Barbie and Ken lack of, if you like, living in the real world, because we all go through that, don't we? When we discover things as humans for the first time, it's actually comical on many levels. We'll look at that later. Hopefully I'll remember that. But so basically Barbie will be asking, how are babies made? And then she's like, what's sex? And you know, and then the doctor could say, well, this is how it's done. And then, you know, because it could be that the gynecologist doesn't know that Barbie is a plastic doll, because she's actually dressing like a human and she's called Barbara Handler. So it could be that Barbie says, you know, I've come from another planet, we call it Barbie Land, and now we're in the real world. And then you could see the doctor thinking, okay, her screws loose, you know, cookie, you know, whatever, her cookie's crumbling, or whatever the phrase is to say that she's crazy. But we could also do the opposite of that and show the doctors responding naturally and normally to responding and interacting and engaging with Barbie as her real world personality develops. So she's at the gynecologist asking how a baby's made and all of that. And then she goes home. We could see her open a door, put a key in her apartment. So we could jump to her having an apartment, which is, you know, I keep thinking for some reason, like the Friends, sitcom, where she will have all the other Barbies join her in the real world as they cross through the portal. So we could see like 1-2 second clips of all the other Barbies and Kens, the main characters, jumping through the portal on, you know, the ski and all of that, like they did it in the first movie, and joining Barbie, and they've all got their own apartments, probably not houses, you know, because we want to see them develop living in the real world. And then it would be Ken asking Barbie for a date as they get romantic and as they get more kind of into being sexualized, and becoming like real humans together, and how they interact and go on a date. That would be hilarious. But I want it to be quite innocent as well, because in the main movie, Barbie wasn't, I'm taking off my headphones now, Barbie wasn't sexualized, and neither was Ken. It's like, so back to the Barbie movie script, what I think it could be. I just had to stop the recording because my light just went. Anyway, so I've got my outfits in the background, guys, and I've got all of the Barbie movie outfits, and I've got all of the Barbie dolls as well. Just to recap, I've got the Barbie, the movie, the doll wearing the pink gingham and the hat, where she goes, hi, Barbie. And then I've got Barbie wearing the rollerblade outfit, the cowgirl Barbie, rollerblade Barbie, gold jumpsuit Barbie, and I don't have that all-in-one where it looks a bit like, I don't know, it just looks, I don't like that one where she's got the pink jumpsuit on. Not jumpsuit, it's an all-in-one. It wasn't one of my favorite. Anyway, it's not really that flattering to her figure. I like Barbie dolls to look like Barbie dolls, not sort of wear oversized clothing, although Barbie's inclusive, so it's fine. I like that. Anyway, whatever. So I've got 4 Barbie movie dolls in my collection sitting right next to me. Okay, guys, so the next scene that I think they could do in Barbie 2 is, after Ken and Barbie go on a date, will be going on a educational course, maybe going to school, going to college, and having the Mean Girls back in the picture. That would be amazing, guys. So this is what's in my head. The Mean Girls who are like, you think you're Barbie. And she's like, hi, I'm Barbie, your favorite woman of all time. And I think those 4 girls would be good to go, oh my God, it's Barbie again. But the Mean Girls won't be Sasha, because Sasha likes Barbie now, having gone with her mom to the real world, to the Barbie land. So we could have a different, we could have the Mean Girls who are not really relatable with Barbie. So they could be the ones saying to Sasha, oh my God, Sasha, what's got into you? You know, because she was the lead mean girl in that scene. So we could have Sasha befriending Barbie as one of her new friends. Maybe best friend is a bit too much, but you could dramatize it a bit and say Sasha's become Barbie's best friend, showing her how to navigate the real world. So that would be Sasha and Barbie. And then obviously Barbie looking up to Sasha's mom as her best friend, if you know what I mean, because Barbie is younger than Sasha's mom, I think. Yeah, definitely. Obviously, what am I talking about? And then Sasha's mom, played by America Ferrera. I hope I've got the name wrong. I'm terrible at names. But so we could look at the friendships evolving. We could see the Kens living under the real world patriarchy. And I think what would be awesome would be to see the development of the Kens having bromances, obviously heterosexual preferably, because sometimes I like the whole fact about Ken and Barbie being inclusive, but I want to see the dynamic of male female. And then obviously, others kind of characters as well blending into that, just like we're kind of looking at them following on from Barbie One. Anyway, so I digress. So let's go back to the next scene after that. I think we're on the fourth scene that I've got into my description of what I think the Barbie movie 2 could be. So it'll be after the Kens living under the patriarchy, we could see the challenges they face. And I want to see the fifth scenes themes of the scenes that I'm on scene five now. I call them scene themes, so it doesn't matter what order they're in. But I think what we could do is looking at the Kens living under the patriarchy and the Barbies living under the patriarchy being feminists. Now, to clarify, feminism in the real world is inclusive of the male dynamic, because men suffer under feminism too. We live under capitalism. So we could look at the monetary system, the banking, the wages, the salaries, the careers, the education. And as Barbie's at school learning, she might want to do one of her careers as she is a Barbie doll. Yeah, with over 200 careers. So we could look at Barbie discovering what she wants, almost like going to uni. We could see her going to uni. That would be fun. Or doing I don't know how old Barbie would be in the Barbie 2 movie, because it's jumping over time, isn't it? So let's say we take it slow, because we're on Barbie 2 movie, looking at what I think it could be. We could look at Barbie going to uni or just doing a college course. It doesn't have to be specific. And then her graduating, throwing the cap in the air, and then choosing a career and having like that kind of late teens, kind of early 20s kind of relatability to the audience to say whether she is, she could, whether she's like confused about what she wants to be or whether she has a strong work ethic and know what career she wants to go into. Then we could see President Barbie come back into it, maybe train working as a lawyer. So we could see all of the Barbies with their professions from Barbie One, the Barbie movie, into the real world and living kind of like as a kind of less dramatic version of themselves. So it would be President Barbie is a lawyer, then the lawyer Barbie is a solicitor and or a lawyer, and we could see them with real life problems, real world problems with their careers, like everyone has challenges in their careers. So the sixth Barbie 2 movie theme scene that I think could work would be developing relationships, interacting male-female dynamic, interacting the girls with each other and the boys with each other, and then the feminist angle about, you know, who pays on a date, for example. Barbie's independent and having money. So in Barbie movie, they didn't have money. Now it could be Barbie runs out of money and she's not sure how to fill up her bank account, things like that. And it could be funny where we have blips, we have like glitches in her character where she goes to a bank and she's asking to withdraw her wages and then she doesn't realize that she's earning say $2,500 a month and that she's asking for $3,000 and she might be getting to grips with numbers. That could be funny where she glitches to remind people she's a plastic doll living in the real world. And then we could sort of zoom in on her almost like a not split personality, but her Her real ego in the real world is surviving as a real person, as a real Barbie, Barbara Handler, in the real world. And then her glitching, going back to Barbie land, and then disassociating and then snapping back into character. So that would be quite funny, because we could then remember and remind ourselves what happened in the Barbie movie and enjoy that and continue to enjoy those themes of her being a plastic, fantastic doll from perfect Barbie land, and how she translates her character into the real world. Okay, so the seventh Barbie 2 movie scene themes that I can look at would be one of the Barbies and Kens, maybe Midge. Oh my God, Midge having a baby. You might, she was discontinued in Barbie land, wasn't she, for not being so relatable. And, you know, mums in the real world, historically in the real world, weren't sure about a Barbie doll character friend, Midge, being pregnant. But in the real world, she could get pregnant, and that would be so cool, because, like, if you think of it, the whole Will Ferrell could come back into the movie as they go to the mothership Mattel, and Barbie can go from the real world to Mattel, and Will Ferrell, his character, so this is the eighth Barbie movie 2 scene theme that we could do, is Will Ferrell with all the executives continue and pick up the scene from the movie where after they went rollerblading to find Barbie and Ken and bring Barbie back into the real world and all of that. It could be Will Ferrell sort of saying, okay, I accept you're in the real world. We've still got you living in plastic, fantastic Barbie land. But no, that wouldn't work. It would be Barbie in the real world. So then they'd have to issue new lines of Barbie dolls with more careers and things like that to reflect the real world. But it would still continue. There would still be a synergy. Like Mattel would not give up on Barbie or Ken just because they're living in the real world. And Ken would become more relatable, you know. So when they said, we're not really concerned with Ken, never were, you know, that they never wanted Ken to be a main character. He could have, I think Ken would be great going into the real world as under the patriarchy, as an actor going into Hollywood. And maybe he would then have friends who are living in the real world, because I don't know if I want to see Ken looking so gorgeous, you know, blonde and blue-eyed Ken, or any of the other Kens with all of the eye colors, skin tones and cultures. I just want to see Ken still quite funny and not too kind of dominant. I want that to develop. And so I'd like Ken to be an actor going into the real world, and then in Hollywood and navigating Hollywood and being on set and still bringing the Hollywood vibe to, like, the musical vibe of the scenes in the movie Barbie 2, as I'm predicting it could look like. And then because the real world isn't as glamorous as it, so we want to still bring the Hollywood glamour into the whole what I would call real life, real world. So the ninth Barbie 2 movie scene theme that could work would be Barbie starting to get feelings of love and romance for Ken and going on more dates and having a relationship and then moving in together. So we could fast forward them, like, dating for 3 months and then jumping to them moving in with each other. And it would just be so cool, because I think if we look at dating and Barbie and Ken dating over 3 months, and then that 3 month rule, like in the dating books and stuff, maybe Barbie goes and sees a dating expert or something about how to, and it'd be hilarious, about how to date Ken and how to be an independent woman and who pays on the dates, and so looking at all of the relationship and dating issues. And then what if we see a scene of Barbie watching, like, First Dates or Celebrity Big Brother or some reality show where she's trying to relate to her newfound humanness and then taking that into the real world of dating and finding challenges, because that would be hysterical, wouldn't it? We could all relate to that. Like, I'm Barbie on the search of Ken. I'm the human Barbie on the search for my perfect Ken, and I would love that. I'd love that. Wouldn't it be great if also we see a marriage? So Midge gets married to her partner, one of the Kens. I don't know whose Midge's partner was, anyway, whatever. So I sound like Will Ferrell, whatever. So yeah, so, and then I think the 9th or 10th scene for the Barbie 2 movie theme scenes that I'm looking at today in this episode of the Parody Podcast, the 9th or 10th, I think I'm on number 9 or 10, whatever. The next scene could be aging, Barbie and Ken aging, and Barbie, like, having Botox or some surgery or something like that. And then, because she definitely does not want to age gracefully, she wants to keep the plastic, fantastic look. And then it could be they put people like me in the movie as a human Barbie, and all of the like real world human Barbies, and Marcella in Hollywood, the plastics of Hollywood. I love Marcella. Shout out to Marcella. Love you, babe. And we could look at human Barbies, because she's a human Barbie, right? And have a kind of comedy effect of me in the movie as the human Barbie in the UK. And then other human Barbies in the background, we could have like cameo roles like Dua Lipa had, you know, where we're like, hi Barbie, hi Ken. And it would be so funny. We could be sitting down in the Botox surgery, say Harley Street surgery, and we're sitting down and people go, oh my God, there's that human Barbie, the UK Rachel. And there's that Hollywood Barbie, Marcella. And there's Valeria from Russia. She probably wouldn't be in the movie because she's never admitted to being a human Barbie anyway. But I think it'd be hilarious if we interact and have a cameo role. That would be so funny. Anyway, because paying homage to the real life human Barbies that we are, and we're in that movie, whether people like it or not. I'm not saying the movie's written about us, but I'm saying we're in that movie as human Barbies, and we're like, validated, yes! I love it. Anyway, so there's 10 scenes of Barbie 2 movie predicted, as it could turn out if there is a Barbie 2 movie, predicted by me, Rachel Evans, the human Barbie. And I think it would be amazing to get your feedback on this podcast and leave comments about what you think the Barbie 2 movie could look like. So there are scenes, my top 10 scenes of what I predict and could imagine could be a great script for the Barbie 2 movie. And I just want to say, guys, thanks for listening to the Parody Podcast Show. It is developing and growing, and one day hopefully I'll have sponsors. And in the meantime, I'm set up at home in my Barbie pink apartment flat with my outfits behind me, and I'm using Riverside FM, not sponsored, to record this. I will also put some media pictures in the video, or maybe not, because it's easy to upload on Spotify, so this automatically goes to Spotify and there's a video version of it now, which is cool. So if you want to leave comments on the video, please let me know, either on Instagram, DM me, or just leave a comment on my posts, or go to YouTube, or just look at the Spotify video and tell me what you think. Give me your impressions of what you think the Barbie 2 movie could have, even if it's just one scene or one part of the characterization, how they write the Barbie and Ken's, the main Barbie, stereotypical Barbie and Beach Ken, how they write Margot Robbie's role as Barbie, stereotypical, and how they will write Ken's role as Beach Ken. So let me know what you think, guys. And thanks for watching the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie. Over and out, guys. Bye.